Welcome to Shir 27 of the Jewish Dietary Laws, and we will now begin Volume 2, which deals with plants and vegetables, and has a specific emphasis on the produce of Eretz Yisrael. When people think of kashrus, they generally think of everything we already dealt with in Volume 1. The reason that the halachos in Volume 2 are not as well known is because many are what we call mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, meaning that they apply specifically to the land of Israel. And we are lucky today that, Baruch Hashem, with a booming economy in Israel, these halachos have made somewhat of a comeback in Israel as part of everyday life. And outside of Eretz Yisrael as part of export, if I go into many of the local stores, I could buy produce and products from Israel. And therefore, I need to be familiar with these halachos even outside of the land. Not only that, but we will see that some of them apply in Chutz La'aretz as well. Diane Grunfeld writes that, "I venture to hope that this book will be instrumental in reviving the observance of the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, and thus strengthen the religious bond between the Holy Land and the diaspora. Finally, I pray that with the help of God, this book will assist many to deepen their conviction that the revival of the Jewish settlement in the land of our fathers is not the outcome of just another national movement, but the consequence of the central role which the Holy Land plays in Judaism, its philosophy of life, and its world-redeeming message." So, let's begin Chapter 1, which is entitled, "The Aim of the Laws," referring to plants and vegetables. The purpose of the meat dietary laws that we have discussed until now is preventative. We are to avoid spiritually dangerous substances from entering our bodies, and this applies to both non-kosher animals and forbidden parts of kosher animals. Plants, on the other hand, are all permissible, with the exception of poisonous plants and drugs that could impair a person's health and endanger one's life. But these are also due to the general mitzvah of preserving one's life and one's health. And from a Jewish standpoint, your body is not yours to do with as you please, but rather we follow God's mandates and we must avoid all sakana or danger. And this is more severe than general transgressions, and the phrase Chazal uses, chamira sakanta me isur, that we treat danger to life more stringently than isurim in the Torah. But getting back on topic, the aim and purpose of these halachos, referring to vegetables, is to positively create moral values and spiritual qualities. So in other words, to create midos within us. And some examples of midos would include kindness, charitableness, humility, being fair-minded, sincerity, etc. The reason that we include these into our lives is to imitate the way that God acts, and this is known as imitatio Dei, which is, of course, a Latin phrase. Now, how do we know this? The Torah tells us in Vayikra 19:2, "Kidoshim tiyu, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem." You should be holy, for I, Hashem, your God, am holy. The Gemara in Shabbos explains that just as Hashem is gracious and compassionate, you also should be gracious and compassionate. So as Jews, how do we become God-like to the extent that we are able to do so? Through studying Torah and performing mitzvos, that's the only way that we do it. We take our physical holy selves that were created by Hashem, and we place them within the moral framework created by the Torah. If a person does not do this, then he debases his physical body, which is no less holy than his soul, because both are created by God, and the physical must be subservient to the godly, and our instruction from this comes from the Torah. We've pointed out many times that in Judaism, we ennoble the physical. Physicality is good within proper strictures, and this stands in sharp contrast to other religions that reject the physical and look toward the afterlife. We live our lives in the here and now, and our guide for this is the Torah. So, coming back to the laws regarding plants, they take a positive role to ensure these midos, an imitation of God's ways, in contrast to the preventative laws regarding meat that keep bad away from our bodies, which of course is more of a spiritual bad, not necessarily a physical bad. And another distinction between the meat laws and the vegetable laws is that the meat laws work on the character of the individual, while the vegetable halachos focus on the collective character of the Jewish community and the religious essence of Jewish nationhood. It's very easy for man to idolize the soil and what it produces. A person can end up being completely selfish and only focusing on his own needs. But the Torah steps in on a national scale, and it provides us with special halachos related to the soil to avoid such a selfish lifestyle. The main goal of these halachos is to actively teach us, each Jew should recognize, that the soil and its produce all belong to God. And if you think about it, there is no better way to express this than through the halachos related to farming, and the farmer is in a position to make such a mistake. The farmer, he works ridiculously hard to have the soil produce food, and he could easily make a mistake to think that he did it, and that he is the one who made all this produce come into existence, and by extension, we all, non-farmers, we all fit into this category as well. We will see that every time the farmer turns around, he has more mitzvahs to remind him that Hashem gives him success. If you think about it, the six orders of the Mishnayos, of Shas, so fully one-sixth refers to plant-type halachos. The mindset of the Jewish nation has to be LaHashem ha'aretz umloah tevel v'yoshev eivah. Hashem's is the earth and its fullness, the inhabited land and those who dwell in it, which is a pasuk in Tehillim 24, and ki mimecha hakol miyadecha nasanu lach. For all things come from you, and from your hand have we given to you. And that's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Aleph 29:14. The best known mitzvah relating to the soil and its produce is probably the mitzvah of challah, which is usually performed by the Jewish wife. But all the mitzvos follow the same concept. Hashem's sovereignty and man's gratitude and desire to serve God. Now this idea of Hashem's dominion doesn't only apply to Eretz Yisrael, as we pointed out during the 19 letters series, but Hashem's dominion and rulership is over the entire universe. Eretz Yisrael, we know, is special. The Torah tells us, Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh osah, tamid einei Hashem Elokecha bah, mereishis hashana va'ad acharis shana. So God has a special focus on the land of Israel. In order to reflect that Hashem's dominion is over the entire world, not just Eretz Yisrael, we have some halachos outside of Eretz Yisrael that apply, such as Chadash and Arla, and some others, and we will see that these specifically focus on the idea of man possessing the world and forgetting about God. So, the mitzvos that we will focus on include Truma, Meiser, which includes Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani, Orla, Chadash, Kilayim, Chala, Peya, Leket, Shicha, Shmita, Yovel, and Bikurim. These mitzvos are not just the Chovas HaGuf, a personal mitzvah, such as, let's say, shaking lulav, but they are rather what we call mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz that we mentioned before. They are directly connected to the soil. They are Chovas HaKarka, its produce, Gidulei Karka, and the sanctity of the land, Kiddushas HaAretz. All Chovas HaGuf apply outside of Eretz Yisrael as well. Chovas HaKarka, on the other hand, apply mainly in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, today, we do not have a Beis HaMikdash, which might change the way that we keep these halachos. We will discuss this in a later shir. So this ends shir number 27. Next time, we will begin a discussion of Truma and Meiser.